Supermarkets have been stocking up, and South Island construction companies are bracing for even more shortages, with two inter-island ferries out of action from today. The Arateri leaves for Sydney today to undergo scheduled maintenance, but the Kaiarahi is already out of action due to problems with its gearbox. It's expected to take some weeks to fix, which leaves only one KiwiRail ferry, the Kaitaki, in operation for the foreseeable future. Emma Hatton reports.
Freight operators say the disruption could not have come at a worse time. Transporting New Zealand Chief Executive Nick Leggett says KiwiRail should never have let this happen.
It's not really good enough in a time when, you know, we've got an economy that badly needs its supply chain to function to have this occur. And whether it's poor planning, it's certainly not underfunding because they get plenty of money. It's not acceptable, I don't think, in 2021 for the key carrier across the straits to allow this capacity to be out at such a crucial time.
He says it puts trucking companies and the contracts they need to fulfil in a precarious position.
They've been let down by a sort of a key part of the chain, and goods are not going to be able to be delivered and trucks are not going to be able to run, and they will have to play catch-up when the capacity on the ferries improves again.
Main Freight's Managing Director Don Braid says KiwiRail has given them as much notice as possible. Drivers have been moving more stock as customers upped demand ahead of the capacity drop.
We've moved quite a bit of extra freight over these last 8 to 9 days in preparation, so we're hopeful that we'll get through okay.
He says all the freight will be moved, it will just take longer.
We're sourcing additional inter-island space that's available on coastal shipping as well as on Bluebridge. So we won't leave freight behind, but our advice to our customers is not to be thinking about just-in-time at this point, is to be pre-planning and allowing a longer transit time for the freight to get to the South Island.
Countdown has been shipping more than it usually would between the two islands in order to make sure all stores are well-stocked during this period. Foodstuffs has also worked to secure supply, and both outlets are asking the public to shop as they normally would. And while KiwiRail says freight will be prioritised during the single vessel sailings, the news is another blow for builders in the South Island who are already struggling. Canterbury builder Carl Taylor from the Building Cooperative CBS says it's terrible timing.
We're already aware that a lot of the timber, particularly the pre-cut, is out to March now. You know, and that's bad enough as it is. So if the ferries are out for 2 more weeks, it's just going to add a whole lot further delays and issues to a struggling industry that can't even keep up with what we've already got on.
The restarting of some manufacturing in Auckland was good news, but he says it's no good if it can't get down the country.
I've been in the game for coming up 21 years now, and I've never seen delays this bad, ever, across the board. Just cannot get gear.
The other inter-island ferry, Bluebridge, did not return RNZ's request for comment on whether it plans to offer extra capacity while the two KiwiRail ships are out of action. Up until now, the Arateri was doing extra sailings to shift as much freight as possible before its departure today.